Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
This Navy officer saw a 300-foot triangular UFO above a house, and it blasted out radiation, and it was gone.
What?
These are people who actually have legitimate jobs, who make legitimate decisions about legitimate security issues in the United States.
Yes, yes. But everyone is able to go a little crazy.
Everyone.
But there is a lot.
Yeah, the smartest person in the world,
yeah, I hear you,
the
I
most
hear you.
Legit person in the world could end
But how about all these legit people who say something similar?
They're all going crazy.
You're telling me they're all going crazy?
Yeah, man.
People that are super trained in this specific area. Let me read you the story. A very senior U.S. Navy officer.
Senior, keyword.
No, he's been there a long time. Yeah. He's not new.
And he's high ranking. Oh.
Not senior citizen.
Oh, that's yeah. What I pictured. I saw something.
You can be 35 and be... Okay. He witnessed a huge triangle-shaped craft above his house, which blasted the area with radiation. Former intelligence officer turned whistleblower David Grush famously claimed the U.S. government has access to a crashed UFO and testified that in front of Congress. And now he talks again about that situation, the triangle. Do you think he's gone crazy?
Yes.
But you have no reason to think that, except for you just don't believe what he's saying.
Well, no, yes. It's just when you say, like, these are legitimate people. Well, yeah, legitimate people can go crazy, too.
But you don't have a reason to think he went crazy other than you just think this concept is crazy.
Right.
You have no reason to think he's crazy.
Correct.
Other than you're assigning your thoughts into what he's saying.
Correct.
He says he was going to work at a certain facility, had not been drinking, had not had anything to smoke at all.
He didn't have to say that.
They were going to ask him that, though. Are you drunk? Because you say you're...
My brother.
Yeah. He sees UFOs.
He's seen it twice, and every time he tells a story, he's like, well, I was having a few beers. Yeah. Then filling
so
the
he, you know, he wants that to be out there. That's not a thing. There was a 300-foot triangular craft that hovered above his car, then the house, and there was evidence left behind. He took pictures of the car after the incident, and all the upper-facing parts of his car were hit with some sort of ionizing radiation. Okay. It was ultraviolet because the paint became milky. His headlights totally went cloudy. They had been completely clear from the Daily Star. Now, I'm not saying it's aliens, but you tell me he's wrong? That there ain't something they're doing? That something's there? He made it all up?
I don't know. What if he has a buddy that's just messing with him?
That's an expensive mess. That's a huge drone to buy and spit out milky stuff.
I have been looking up a lot more, though.
Oh, boy.
Like, I have. Like, I'll walk the dog at night, and I'll just kind of stare up at space for a little bit. Maybe I'll see something.
I don't believe that they're coming from space. If they're coming, if they even exist.
Dude, I did see a bug that looked weird.
Oh, here
weird.
We go.
But it could be, because I've said it many times, and I'm not going to spend all show talking about this, because I will.
I know.
I'm fascinated with it. There are like 4 things on my TikTok, and that's one of them. It's that there are certain things, even that Eddie can see that I can't. We can go the most basic human to human. My vision sucks.
Oh.
So I got a right eye that doesn't work at all, and I'm colorblind. Now, there are certain things that Eddie can see. Now, we can go even deeper. There are certain things that colors that dogs can see that humans can't because the cones in their eyes. So there's something that exists to them that doesn't exist to us. See,
but we don't know that because we don't communicate with dogs.
No, but we know that.
We know that.
We know
that. Do we?
Yes.
Because we said, what color
so
is
dogs
this?
And dog goes,
red.
That's what they know, like, even their, like, how far they can smell that we can't. Things they can hear that we can't.
Can hear. The hearing is the next thing.
Yeah.
So if there are living organisms that can see and hear things that other living organisms can't see and hear, why wouldn't there be other things that we can't see or hear? You think it just taps out at Eller, the dog, being able to hear a high-pitched sound? Mm. No. So I'm not even fighting and advocating, like, be good to aliens. Although if they're listening, let's go.
Be good, yeah.
Like, remember who your boy was.
Right, from the beginning.
But it's wild to think that in a limitless space, and do I really think it's limitless? No, I just think our mind can't comprehend how big it actually is. I think there's the comprehension of whatever size it is. Don't know.
But you're taking space out. You think maybe...
No, it could still be space, but but that's a different theory. I got lots of theories, man. Okay. For us to go, there for sure ain't nothing else. But we only know like one millionth. It's even more than that. Less than that. One millionth of the space that we're in. It would be like if you were living in Indiana and you were out on the lake and there's a little bitty island on the lake and you get out the boat and you get on the island. It's really all you've ever seen. And you're like, I can see all this. I know for a fact outside this water, there's nothing. There's no people out there. I don't see people. You're telling me there's more than this? Everything I can see is right here. That's the same thing. Of course you wouldn't say that. Or you would think that person was crazy. And in a way, we're on that island in the lake in Indiana.
No, I mean, I think you look up and you're like, this goes a long way.
No, but you look at the water and you go, this is as far as I can see.
Right. And it goes pretty deep. But I mean, it's a sphere, right? Like, unless you believe the flat Earth.
No, but Earth is not what we're talking about. We're talking about bigger than Earth.
Right, but you're saying like underwater, right? That's one theory of
yours. But that's not what I'm talking about. This thing here is that there's so much that we don't know to say that we know when we don't know. To say with any clarity, like for sure that can't happen,
mm-hmm.
It's bonkers. Because I'm not saying it is happening for sure, because I don't know.
Right.
But for you to say it's not happening.
But I don't know.
Perfect.
Exactly.
But
you're
saying, let's settle there. It's not as bonkers if you say, I don't know.
But I don't know, and I'm saying it's not happening. And you don't know, and you're saying it could happen. Who's
could
right?
We're both not, right. No,
because we both don't
it's
know.
It's not Schrodinger's cat, but it could it's and not way. Are not the same. Those don't run beside each other.
Oh.
Probable, improbable can run beside each other.
So all I have to do is say probably not.
I would accept that right. Because you're leaving open the possibility that you may not know everything.
Yeah. That's good. That's fair. I think everyone should say probably not. Or probably so.
And I say probably so.
Right.
But I can't prove it, so I don't say yes for sure.
Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying.
You should read The Allegory of the Cave by Plato.
That sounds boring.
Changed my life. It really changed my life. It was the one piece of literature that I think I read that reshaped how I thought about the world. And in a single reading, I think I understood everything so much differently. And what I understood was I don't understand anything. And it was great.
So,
Do you give me the quick rundown? I think I've told it before.
So you read something.
Yeah.
And you learned a lot about something.
I read something and I learned that
you don't know anything.
I don't know anything.
Okay.
Even if I think I do, I know nothing.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's as we all grow older and mature and learn more and have more life experience, I feel like that should be everyone's goal is to
know
realize
nothing.
That the more you know, the more you realize you that know you don't nothing. Know.
And think about facts anything. And scientific facts now that are constantly, they're absolute known. And then it's, again, consistently, oh, well, that's not exactly right. We've thought this for 83 years, but we figured out it is not exactly. Even absolute knowns become, oh, that's what we knew.
Mm-hmm. Because that was our limit then.
It would, yes. Oh, man. I have two friends, and we will talk about this for hours.
Big thinkers.
No, I'm not saying big thinkers. Just this is what we're thinking about.
Mary, what are you thinking? You guys think a lot.
But you have different things to think about that are important. I'm not saying I'm a big thinker or any better thinker. So this is not that to me. This is just what I prefer. I think about death a lot, but death falls into all of this. Meaning, like, can I give you the quick bones of the cave?
Yeah.
Plato wrote The Allegory of the Cave. It's
basically about two people that their whole life they've been in this cave. Never seen outside of it. There's a blank wall in front of them. They're chained to the wall, basically. They can't move anywhere. All they can do is, their whole life is built on what they can see. It's just in front of them. They can't see out of the cave. They don't even know there's outside of the cave. They're just attached to the wall. And there's a fire. And that fire in there, it, you know, fire moves, and shadows of the fire are all up against the wall. But everything they have, their culture, their language, it's based on what they can see and experience. That's it. And they're limited compared to us because they can't really move anywhere in the cave. Well, one of the dudes is let out. He goes, "Oh my God, I'm out of the cave. There's green grass. There's a sun. What the?" And he goes back in and he's like, "Yo, other cave bro, you're never gonna." And the other guy's like, "There's no chance. That can't exist. I've never seen it." Thank you, Ray. Bless you. That was loud. It came all the way through the window.
I heard that.
Now, do you see a parallel with you?
Yeah.
And the guy that has tied in the cave that's never seen anything but the fire shadow?
Yeah. No, definitely. I'm the guy in the cave. Mm-hmm. Being like, whatever, dude.
Like, what if you got out and you tried to tell us, like, oh, man. And I'm not even saying I got out. But I'm saying, what if there are people who have seen stuff and knows, and we're like, you're an idiot. No, but they just got freed in the cave. Mm-hmm. But I also think there's a lot of idiots, too. More idiots than cave freers.
Yeah, yeah. They like to make stuff up.
But that it completely changed my life. Because I'm like, all I see is the shadow from the fire. That's all we all see. And if we're ever so lucky, we are freed a bit. Now, that could be freed in our brain. It could be freed with experiences, learning other cultures that we thought were dead wrong. It could be aliens at the farthest, craziest part of that. But to me, I try to not be the person that's tied in the cave, even though I know I am. I want to be open to the guy that just came back in, going, hey, there's a little more than this. Whatever it could be. Heaven, hell, space, brain, and I've never done it, but some people do psychedelics, like to release some of the parts of their brain, like stress, like all that.
Trauma.
Yeah, trauma. Great. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for.
Nine Perfect Strangers?
Yeah, basically.
Did that happen there?
Yeah.
She puts it in their smoothie, and I'm like, okay.
So, you know, that's all. I won't spend the whole thing on this, but I love it. I can't stop thinking about it. And we will work out sometimes. It'll be me, Eddie, and Ben Rector.
Uh-huh.
And Ben and I will just start talking about it. Like simulation. Mm-hmm. But simulation is just a bad word for it because there really isn't the proper language. Because I think God, let's say we are kind of, even if you are a Christian, you kind of believe we're living in a simulation because God's running the show. And so these aren't our permanent bodies. And if that's what you believe, you have a soul that goes to heaven, mm-hmm. we're just simulating life. This is just earth. It's not real until you get to go do the real thing outside. So even then that would be a simulation. So people just think video games.
Yeah, sim.
But you have all these scientists too saying, yeah, we're probably in some sort of simulation. But if you believe in something greater than us now, that's what you believe, that we're living in basically a simulation.
But is the simulation like you're real and everyone else is fake?
Well, there are lots of different theories on that too. Okay. I believe I paid for a package and I'm somewhere with goggles on.
Uh-huh. He paid for the premium. The
premium, yeah.
No, I paid for the early trauma, later life, be rich package.
Yeah.
So I could really appreciate it.
I hope you got a deal on that one.
Well, no.
It's one of the middle, okay. Middle packages, yeah.
That's funny.
So, but yeah. That's kind of funny, huh? I should do that as a joke.
The package?
Stand-up. I should do a piece on that. Like, mm-hmm. If I feel like I paid too much for this package.
Or at some point, did you get to upgrade, you know?
Mm-hmm. I did when I met Caitlin.
Yeah.
I must have put extra coins in.
Right.
VC.
I spent it all my VC. See, that's funny.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, good.
A way to get it.
Mm-hmm. If you see that in the next special, mm-hmm. you'll know where that was rooted.
You know, in a similar vein, I mean, not the same thing, but this is why... what do they call it when, you know, you're online, you keep getting the same thing over echo chambers.
Oh yeah. You live in an echo chamber. Yeah. You say stuff, only around people that are near you. They say the stuff back to you.
It's so dangerous to have all of your information coming from one place and one source, because then that's what you think everybody is thinking. And that's what causes such division.
It just reinforces what you're already saying. Basically.
But over and over and over and over again, to where you think if anybody else is saying the opposite, they're crazy.
Yeah, you know who I was talking with yesterday for like half an hour? Is Malcolm Gladwell.
What? Did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know him, right?
Yes.
So
how'd you do that?
I've read, he's asked me to do a project with him. And so I have done, And I don't know that we're going to do it yet, so this is not any sort of announcement or anything. But he wrote Outliers and Blink and David and Goliath, and he's...
I mean, a lot. Yeah.
I think he's great.
David and Goliath?
He didn't write the story.
Not
he wrote
in the Bible.
Oh,
yeah.
So... But David and Goliath is super interesting, too, when literally he talks about David and Goliath and how really David was the favorite, not Goliath. And based on where they had the fight, it doesn't matter. I won't do that to you right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But
it could be a lot.
I was meeting with him yesterday. What was my point? Oh, no, no.
Echo chamber.
That's my point. We're discussing a project together where what we do is the opposite of a freaking echo chamber. And something we're going to work on. And I tell him, I'm like, you know, I feel like I relate to a lot of my listeners because I don't think I stand on one side fully. I'm definitely not in the middle, but I have issues on both sides that I care about. I don't think anybody's really in the middle. Like you could have an overall middle. Like if you do a score, like if you're 8 here and 2 here, then are you 6? I guess it'd be 5, like 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, 5. So that would be middle if you average a score, but nobody like in the middle on everything. Even like I'm in the middle. I got things that people feel like, well, he's just a conservative hillbilly. He loves his guns. And then I got people like, oh, he's so pro gay rights. He must be a flaming liberal. And so, but that's okay. But I have all these things that I believe in and I'm not in the middle, but I'm definitely not one or the other. And I get so mad at parts of both sides. But that's okay. We should always have issue because if we all were the same, the country wouldn't grow. Growth is always uncomfortable. Like I believe all these things. So we're working on a project together that is inclusive to everyone and is not political, but still makes a statement. And I don't want to say too much about it yet. But yes, I spent half an hour with him yesterday
on
Zoom.
Cool.
Super cool. Yeah.
That's really
super
neat.
Super nice guy, and I hope we're able to do something together.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that sounds like it'd be super impactful too, and something that's very much needed. I was, you know, Trey Kennedy, the comedian guy, he came on here once, but you know,
oh yeah,
everyone follows him on Instagram.
Yes.
All the
you like him.
Yeah, I love him. I had him on my podcast, and then I just recently did his, and one of the things we got into was kind of how we grew up and conditioning and what we believed and how in our younger years we were much more judgmental because that's all we were exposed to and we didn't know what we didn't know. And I had this memory of when I went to college and I met Christians that were Democrats and my brain could not process it. I thought that's not you. If you're a Christian, you're a Republican. Like, period, end of story. Like, I'd be like, oh, you're not a Christian. Like, and Trey felt like it just was one of those things where we kept going back to stories from, you know, the things we thought were true. And now, once, thankfully, I've matured and evolved and known that people can have all different kinds of thoughts and beliefs and it can go any which direction. But I remember when I went to Texas A&M, because I'd just been surrounded by everybody, I thought everybody was a Christian, is a Republican. And I get there and I'm like, oh, wow. And then, I remembered dating one of my boyfriends was a Catholic. And I remember going back home and some people being like, we need to pray for Amy. She's dating a Catholic. And like just stuff like that to where I thought, oh, my gosh, like just how limited the thinking was and not, you know.
And everywhere, right? We're all conditioned so much we don't know we're being conditioned.
Right. Like I was so being conditioned. And
everything about us has been conditioned.
Yeah.
And it's the parts of us that we would like to. I'm conditioned in ways I don't even know, obviously.
Yeah, I still
and not even just religiously ways. And not even politically mm-hmm. and just culture.
Male and female stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's crazy.
Isn't it? Yeah. I mean, thankfully, it's not, I don't gasp at that anymore, but I did. You know, I was 18. I was like, what? A whole new
clutch
world.
Pearls. okay, let's do what they call a mid-roll here. Let's play this. I'm working on it hard. Like I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards, only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
So, what are you going to do now?
What do you want to do?
No, I got stuff we should do. I have a couple bits. When Lunchbox got sick, we never got to do these segments. And now they don't make sense on the air. So we can just play them back and acknowledge how funny they would have been at the time.
Oh, okay.
So
that's like going back in time.
Yeah, but he got sick and then he stayed sick for way longer than we bargained for. And a lot of people think he was faking it for like the last 4 days.
I still do a little bit.
I will not say that. I think he was as sick as it could be. Mm-hmm. And I respect his right to be sick. Right, Lunchbox?
That's right.
Yes.
We didn't say anything to Eddie when he took 2 months off.
No, I wanted
different
to come back.
Different rules, though. The company wouldn't let him.
I'm just saying, we didn't say you were faking it.
He was trying to come. It doesn't matter. Okay, here's first. This is something called Slot Machine Serenade. What's this?
You're really playing this right now?
Yeah. I got two bits we got to play.
Well, what's wrong?
Man.
It's from Vegas. iHeart Festival.
Yeah, but it's still.
If it's so good, we'll play it again on the show.
All right. This is, man, people are playing slot machines.
Stop. Really?
No, he's lying.
Yeah. No, but it's like, it's about iHeart. We were iHeart for Vegas.
Weeks
You've
ago.
Been sick for a month.
Yeah, so yeah, like, but you could have just said that. All right, hey, whatever.
If it's really good, I'll play it tomorrow.
No, you won't. It's okay. you can just say that and just lie to me. It's fine. This is just people playing slot machines, man. And, you know, they're kind of down. They're sad because they're not winning money. And then just some random dude with a beard comes up and...
A beard? Yeah, you're wearing a fake beard?
No, I was wearing, you know, my beard.
Oh, I don't even consider that a
beard. Oh, I don't even think of you as a dude with a beard. You do have facial hair. And
well, what do you consider that?
No, but like somebody, like a random dude with a beard has a big beard.
Yeah. Like Jordan Davis has a beard.
Yeah, you have a beard. You do have a beard. But it's not like I'm going to see you and go, that's a guy with a beard.
Okay.
I'm like, that's a
Okay, a dude that hasn't shaved in a while.
Maybe Harry Scary, whatever.
Okay, go ahead.
And I just walk up to him and I ask him, hey, man, you winning money? And then, no. And I said, but you know what, you did win. And I sing him a song.
Okay, if this is a great bit, we'll do it again.
Let's see.
Okay, here we go.
Winning millions?
No.
No?
No.
Suma, you know you did win?
What?
You won a slot machine serenade.
What is that?
Every night in my dreams, I see you. I feel you. That is how I know you go on.
This is the show? What?
Near, far,
are you singing
wherever you are, I believe that my heart does go on and on.
Yeah, there's no chance this gets played back tomorrow.
Thank you.
I'm shocked he knows all the words.
I have him on my phone, man.
But you didn't know any of the melody.
No, I didn't. Near, far, wherever you are.
Man, you're like inching up to it.
I know.
But you're not there.
Oh.
It would go like, near,
and that's a
far, wherever you are. And I may be off a little bit because she sings it so hard, but that's definitely not it.
Well, here's the problem is I started out with the part that I didn't really know. I should have just gone straight to the chorus.
Yeah.
But
what's the chorus?
Near, far, wherever you are.
You lose it right there a little bit.
Oh. Yeah, but I had to go high.
Well, near, far, wherever you are. I believe that my heart will go on.
See, guys, this is not about the singing. Like, it's not about me getting the words right. It's about me not being able to sing and the awkwardness of them being stuck there at a slot machine and me just singing to them without them asking me to sing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we got what the principle.
Like, the cringe. Like, you guys said I'm Mr. Cringe, and, like, I felt like this was kind of in that realm.
Yeah, just a little too long, I think.
Did she grab her purse or anything?
And Ray looks up to give me a time, and he's like, I'm sorry, there's 31 seconds left. I could see it in his eyes when he said that. He's like, sorry, man, there's 31 seconds left.
I mean, I sang for a long time.
Do you have, you have another one?
Oh, yeah, I got more. Oh,
all right, boy. Here's another one.
Winning millions?
No.
Not yet?
Not even close.
Oh, no, but you know you did win?
What's that?
You won a slot machine serenade. You get knocked down, but you get up again. Nothing's ever going to keep you down. You get knocked down, but you get up again. And you're never going to keep you down. You get knocked down, drinking the night away. No, I'm just singing him because he's not winning millions, so I'm trying to cheer him up.
You're trying to sing with the song.
Yeah, I'm trying to do him a slot machine serenade, you know what I mean? Does that inspire you?
Yeah.
You want more or you
yeah,
want...
Yeah, give it a bit more.
A bit more, okay. Oh, Danny boy. Danny boy. Oh, Danny boy. You get knocked down, but you get up again. Never going to keep you down. What do you think?
Yeah, not bad. Pretty good.
All right, if you win millions, remember me.
I will.
All right, you get knocked down, but you get up again. Never going to keep you down.
I'll come find you.
All right.
I would have for sure thought this guy was scamming me to rob me or something.
Oh, yeah. Later. You're holding your wallet. Like, making sure it's there. He's not going to take it.
Yep. Yeah, that's just painful. The whole thing, it's a little painful.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome, man. That's fun.
Yeah.
See, that's good.
Yeesh.
I don't think I'm going to air back tomorrow, though. I'm just thinking about it.
You thought about it, though?
That makes you cringe in your car.
Yeah, but it's...
There's just a lot happening.
Yeah, it's long, it's like a little long, too. Like, I would cringe and I'd be like, it's still going? Then I'd change it.
You know, it's I get knocked down, right?
No. The whole point is he's playing the slot machine, so I changed the words to... He gets knocked down.
So you did all just motivational songs?
Yes.
What was the other one you did?
He was so long ago, he doesn't remember.
Yeah, right. It's like, I can't believe you're going to play it.
I'm trying to think what songs I sang. Right, no. Know When to Hold 'Em. I don't know the name of the song,
though.
You
got to know
Gambler. The Gambler, that's what it's called.
Let's hear one more.
Yeah, thank you.
Do we win millions?
I wish. Millions? I won $2,500.
Whoa, $2,500?
Yeah.
Wow, that's good. And you know what else you won? A slot machine serenade.
Hey, pause.
You gotta know.
Pause. She just won. I thought you were serenading them to...
Well, she won, so this is saying you gotta know when to walk away. Like, don't put it back in. Like,
got it. So it's not just singing to motivate them. Now you've changed it to... You're just singing. Got
like, once she said she won, I was like, oh, I'm going to the Gambler. Audible?
In a way, he's motivating her to...
Stop.
So yeah, put the money in her pocket and run.
Go ahead.
Know when to hold them. Know when to fold them. Know when to walk away and know when to run. Never count your money.
How does
when
he
you're
miss every part of the melody? It's really a skill. It's like me if I bet wrong five bets in a row and miss five in a row. Like, it's hard to miss all five. But I do. How do you miss every part of that melody with such a famous song?
Do it again.
Because you got to...
You got to know when to hold them.
Boom.
Know when to fold them.
Kind of.
Know when to walk away.
No.
Got to know when to run.
Let's do it again. Because you had it, then you had a little bit of it, then you just slowly walked away from it, and then you ran.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So just repeat after me.
Got it.
You got to know when to hold them.
You got to know when to hold them.
No, no, no. Repeat what he's doing.
I just did.
No.
You got to know when to hold them.
You got to know when to hold them.
Know when to fold 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 them.
You're getting there.
See?
Don't say see. Just keep listening.
Oh.
Know when to fold them.
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 It's close, dude. It's
close enough?
Yeah, close enough. Next one.
Now I lose it, though, because I'm hearing it.
Know when to walk away.
Wait, you got to know when to hold them. Know when to fold them. Know when to walk away.
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 Guys, I can't stay on it when he does
it's
that.
It's tough.
Know when to walk away. Ugh.
See, and you tell me that shouldn't have been on air.
It's actually.
I mean, you really wanted this on air.
And then.
I mean, this is.
Do this one. Know when to run.
Know when to run.
Know when to walk away. Know when to run.
It's hard to stay. I can't because it must be like what Eddie feels like singing with me sometimes.
No, it's not like that.
You got to know. When
you got to know when to hold them. Know when to fold them.
That's pretty good.
Know when to run away. Mm-mm. Walk away, run.
Know when to walk away.
Know when to walk away. Yeah.
Know when to run.
Know when to run.
That wasn't bad.
I told you.
No, stop saying I told you. We're trying to help you get there.
Yeah, I feel like I get there every time.
Know when to walk away.
Know when to walk away.
I'm getting a phone call just again.
Yeah, go ahead, Amy. Just carry on with your life. What are we doing here?
Nothing.
I'm just kidding.
All right, well, we're done.
I'll just ignore it.
Thank you all for being here.
We'll play it back tomorrow.
Can you imagine?
Let's take a vote.
Okay, who wants that bit-to-play playback tomorrow?
Me.
All right, all opposed? Nay.
Nay, here. Yeah.
Hey, ask Scuba, man. He's laughing. He thinks it's funny.
Go ahead, Scuba.
Scuba, you going to play on the air tomorrow?
I think we got a pretty full show tomorrow.
Okay, I like that. All right, thank you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Well, ask Ray, maybe.
Bye, everybody.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.